KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Light rain, 26 degrees in Atlantic at 7:05. We look for cloudy skies today. Winter storm warning in effect until 6 p.m. We look for fog, a mixture of rain, freezing rain, and sleet, becoming wet snow this afternoon, a high around 33. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Well, the Winter National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning and watches for a large part of southern Minnesota, eastern South Dakota, and western Iowa ahead of a strengthening storm system. The snow is expected to start falling early this morning in southwestern Minnesota, nearby parts of South Dakota and Iowa, and then spreading north and east through Tuesday. Snowfall totals in excess of 6 inches are expected for much of central Minnesota, with local amounts of 10 inches possible during the long-duration storm. The heaviest snow will be in southwestern Minnesota. The Weather Service says it'll be a significant weather event and travel conditions will be difficult, including during this morning's commute. Now, a winter storm warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. today for Cass, Adair, Ottoman, Guthrie, Dallas, Crawford, Carroll, Pottawatomie, and Mills counties, and until midnight for Monona, Harrison, and Shelby counties. In the immediate KJAN listening area, widespread freezing rain is expected this morning to transition to snow by this afternoon and then back to rain. Total snow accumulations in our immediate area, 1 to 3 inches can be expected, with ice possibly 2 to 3 tenths of an inch. The heavy wet snow, when it falls, will be difficult to remove. 2 to 5 inches of snow is expected in the counties west northwest of Cass County. A winter weather advisory remains in effect until 6 p.m. today for Adams, Madison, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, where freezing rain and drizzle is expected, with up to 1/10 of an inch possible. So far here in Atlantic, we've received 26 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation. Roads in the listing area this hour are reported to be mainly wet, with the exception of Highway 173. The Iowa DOT's 511IA.org website reports Highway 173 in both directions is partially covered with slush at this hour. Now, because of the weather conditions, we do have several schools that are starting late and some that have decided to cancel classes altogether today. Those schools with a two-hour late start include Atlantic, Adair Casey, AHST, Audubon, CAM, Exira EHK, Griswold, Guthrie Center, Harlan, Nottoway Valley, Riverside, the Shelby County Catholic Schools, and Walnut. All those schools are running 2 hours late this morning. In addition, there's no morning preschool at Audubon. In Charter Oak Ute, they've canceled classes for today. Also canceling classes is Trainer, Tri-Center, and Underwood. No school at West Harrison today. No morning preschool for Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the YMCA. The child watch begins at 10 a.m. No morning Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool today also. Atlantic Head Start is 2 hours late, and there will be no Lollipop Preschool in Messina. Also, no morning group classes today at the YMCA in Atlantic. Those are the latest announcements that you can find on the cancellations page under the Community Hub at KJAN.com. A Southwest Iowa school district that was dissolved now has to close its books, settle its liabilities, and dispose of property such as desks and buildings. Lane Plugey, former Iowa City Schools superintendent, is overseeing the process at Farragut. Plugey is charged with oversight as part of his role as the chief administrator of the Green Hills Area Education Agency. State law gives him the authority to approve financial and personnel decisions, taking the power away from the local school board. The Iowa Board of Education voted to close the Farragut School District earlier this month after officials said it was operating with a negative financial balance and some minimal education standards. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Sunday night of a man from Clarinda. 26-year-old Jason Lee Myers was taken into custody following a traffic stop at 9:15 p.m. near the intersection of West Reed and North Broadway Streets. Myers was charged with OWI drugged and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,000. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning are expected to act on authorizing Board Chair Frank Waters to sign a voter-approved 28E Unified Law Enforcement Agreement that adds the City of Marnie to the Unified District, which already includes Cumberland, Lewis, Messina, and Wyota. In other business, the board will discuss and possibly act on approving a telephone-based emergency paging system in the courthouse. They'll also discuss an ordinance authorizing the operation of all-terrain vehicles and off-road vehicles on county roadways and trails, and on allowing or disallowing military exemptions and homestead credit applications, including disabled veterans' homestead tax credits. The Cass County Board of Supervisors meeting gets underway at 8:30. In the funeral announcements, Esther Severin, age 82, of Atlantic, died November 16th. Celebration of Life memorial services for Esther Severin will be today at 10:30 at the Bowman Chapel United Methodist Church in rural Guthrie County. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Janet Dotzler, age 72, of Defiance, died Thursday. A mass of Christian burial for Janet Dotzler will be today at 11 o'clock at the St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Doreen Peterson, age 52, of Avoca and formerly of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday. A celebration of life service for Doreen Peterson will be today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Margaret Plum, age 75, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Margaret Plum will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richard Dick Borst, age 62, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dick Borst will be today at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Melvin Dinison, age 73, of Harlan, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Melvin Dinison will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Ann Reha, age 71, of Adair, died Thursday in Johnston. A mass of Christian burial for Anna Reha will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Irene Hubner, age 97, of Harlan, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Irene Hubner will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Nola Schultz, age 85, of Harlan, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Nola Schultz will be Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Daryl Muller, age 90, of Erling and formerly of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Daryl Muller will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Joe Dorsey, age 82, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Joe Dorsey will be this Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Gary Doc Kunze, age 70, of Atlantic, died November 23rd in Lincoln, Nebraska. Memorial services for Doc Kunze will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Mildred Wenzel, age 96, who is formerly of Manila, died Friday in Arizona. Funeral services for Mildred Wenzel are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manila. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.